Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to our special Year in Review videos. I'm Grace Yinger.
I'm Jessica Altman, and we have some of the best of the best that happened in 2018, including the best of Christy Lee. She's such a good sport, having to put up with these guys every day.
Oh, yeah. It's a rough gig, but someone's got to do it. Ah. Check it out.
Hang on.
What?
The reason for my irritation this morning is because Christy brought Josh in some of her delicious home-cooked spaghetti and shoved it in our refrigerator, and they've taken a picture of it. And Tom, I know you hate me, but please try to remain neutral and tell me what you think of that picture. Go ahead, go.
Sorry, the lower right-hand corner of the refrigerator is entirely taken up by a giant bag.
Yes.
And the rest of the fridge is soda. It's just soda.
Soda that nobody drinks.
Who put soda in there?
Who drinks all those different kinds of soda?
Everybody around here, not just you.
I don't drink any soda.
That refrigerator's not just for you.
The one time I used the refrigerator.
I know, and thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome, Josh.
Well, I wish the bag were a little bigger, quite frankly.
Egomaniac.
You could put it, if it's going to make you happier, you could put it in the refrigerator in the other room.
I'm going to take the bag. No, you know, I can get,
you know what?
Bag.
I'll just start eating it right now. I'll eat it until it's gone.
Let me tell you something. If you start eating it, I want some.
You get none.
Seem to be having a technical issue
over. Today is World Kindness Day, you two.
What is it?
World Kindness Day. Oh, be kind. Oh,
turn off the internet. Wouldn't you say that the what's the word I'm looking for? The tenor of the tone of discourse in this world since the internet arrived has gotten a lot more harsh.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one's nice anymore.
Shut up.
Quit your whining.
Jesus.
I do something nice for Josh. All I've done is yelled at him.
My new house is too bright. Jesus Christ.
What?
I don't have a doorbell.
Now, Christy, you were talking about you got all dressed up, looked fantastic on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Went Saul's date to this. I said it in French, so it sounds fancy.
So it sounds better.
Did you shave your legs before the election?
No.
You didn't?
Atta girl.
Okay. No, I was wearing a long dress on purpose.
Yeah, did you not shave your... Some good times women won't shave their legs on purpose so that they don't do anything promiscuous,
okay.
Right?
I knew. I have been to this event before. I knew the chances of me meeting someone were zilch at this particular event. So
yeah, that's the thing, though. You never know.
Zilch. That doesn't sound
you never
very
know
promising.
When, you never
well,
know.
Even if I met someone, I'm not going to sleep with them on the first date.
Well, maybe that's your problem. Am I right on this, Tommy?
Yeah.
Get out there. It's hammer time. 2018. Wham, wham.
Be a little more altruistic with the goods.
Right. Here you are doing something for quote-unquote charity.
Yeah.
And now.
Boom.
You ever had charity sex?
Pity sex?
Yeah. Oh, that's a yes, huh?
I don't know.
Why did you pity the man?
I don't know if I've ever had pity sex. That sounds terrible.
Hmm.
Have you?
Well, she may have felt some sort of pity, or
all you know is you got laid, right, buddy?
No, I don't. I would. I mean, is I that hope such I've a never thing? Had charity
I think
sex.
People, do they give does that mean you just don't enjoy
a
it?
Tax form so you can write it off?
I would hate to think that there would be some woman out there. I can write this off my tax.
Oh. What does that even mean?
Did you ever? Have you ever?
Do it so they stop bothering.
During
me?
The process, either one of you ladies, have you ever looked at a watch?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The drummer.
Ace's
the drummer.
Friend Rudy.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't know Sarzo? Rudy Sarzo?
No, I haven't met Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy Sarzo is a famous bass player. Well, I got something for you, Christy. Right.
What?
We were talking about the
I
guy
wouldn't go to see them if they were playing in my bathroom.
Oh, my God.
You're going to pee in the
I
yard?
Turn my back.
It's a small venue.
Okay, Christy.
These eyes are for crying.
Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman.
Yes. Well, sure. The real guess who.
In that band that Ace great. Is talking about. His buddy Rudy.
Sorry. Christy, this is for you. You had the news story about the guy that got his tongue turned into a snake tongue, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Tongue. What do they call it?
A split.
Tongue splitting.
The tongue splitting.
I can barely say it.
I had no idea that women were doing this too, but yeah.
Terrible.
Oh,
idea.
Yeah.
God, someone changed the diapers on that baby thinking this child's going to be so great, and then look what they've done to themselves.
It doesn't mean they're a bad person. That's
no,
just
it means they're mentally.
That's not true at all.
They're sick.
Sick.
Freak.
Wow.
Nut job.
No.
Because someone's not like Tom. They're a nut job. How ironic.
And more irony.
By definition.
He's the nut job. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, well, here we go. Listen to this, Christy. This is for you. You asked if you could whistle with a... You know which one this is?
It's a Billy Joel song.
Yes. It's a good one.
Is that Billy? You think that's Billy?
No.
No, it's the first call... Turn it
Whistler
up.
Guy.
It's the first call Whistler.
I mean, it sure is. If that's not Billy, that's you call that guy.
How about this one?
That guy played my high school convocation. I told you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's so cool.
He what?
It was the worst hour of my life.
Oh, I can think of a worse one.
No, they had during school. We had convocations and
so like an assembly. This guy would come. He just came and.
Okay. Now, when you remember this, you're going to think. And
done.
Then Chick said, "No, not the worst hour. It wasn't me.
It was Tom." Yes, we had convocations and he performed at our school and whistled. For an hour.
What else did he whistle?
Oh, I don't even remember. You know, but I remember like they billed him
that's
as
like
the
that Broadway
Andy
thing.
Griffith
Stomp.
Guy.
Stomp. Boy, that looks like interesting. For about 15 minutes.
15, that's too much.
And then if you keep banging on those
trash can lids,
it's got to be over.
Okay, here we go. Here comes more. You know that one?
Yeah, Scorpions.
Who thinks, I need to hear that Wind of Change.
Oh, I love that song. I bought this single cassette.
What?
Yes.
Single cassette?
Yes, yeah.
You know, I bought my daughter a cassette player for her 16th birthday. They're back. And they were fascinated by the fact you could push a button and it would fast forward.
Oh.
It was so funny to watch them playing with these cassettes. It was hysterical.
The cassette is a great format.
You getting gifts at yard sales again?
I bought it at Urban Outfitters, the cassette deck and cassettes.
It's not like vinyl where there's a sort of a sonic logic to having a higher quality.
You mean a slogic?
Slogic, thank you. Oh, Ace, wait a minute. If this is not about what we're talking
well, you know,
about,
guess who's tour.
I swear to God, I'm going to go have someone pierce your tongue.
That is Billy Joel whistling on The Stranger.
Oh, okay.
Is it really?
Man, that's a fine whistle.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay.
Ain't by.
Here we go. That's easy.
Hey,
GNR. GNR, baby.
Now, do you think, is that, who would that be? Probably
Axl.
Axl Roses. You think it's Axl?
He can barely say.
No.
I bet it's Axl.
We can, no, can you want to research that over there? Okay, how about this next one? Here we go.
This is Otis Redding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Otis?
Probably.
Why are we? Who gives a crap? Seriously.
How dare you?
You know what? I like this conversation, but Christy makes a very good point.
Better than whatever junk he was playing before.
So why not saying it?
What?
So do you want to go back to the worst hour of your life conversation?
No.
Because I've got three or four nominees.
Wait a minute.
No.
Hierarchies of your
worst hours of her life.
Number one.
Could we get back to the whistling, please?
Rawhide.
Hang him high.
There you go. Welcome back to the Knapp Auto Parts Studios. Smells like leather saddles in here.
Am I the only person that watches TV shows from back in the day and just wonder, when do y'all take a bath?
No.
Sure. Oh, me too,
are
yeah.
You?
I always wonder how the old West,
how come
all they have is that coffee can?
Yeah.
They're in the old West. Really? They got ground coffee?
Yeah.
And what are
it's
they eating?
I
have
to watch Bonanza for no reason. I'm just like, nah, man, y'all nasty.
The water anywhere? How do you
dirty,
bathe?
Dirty, dirty men.
You can imagine Dan Blocker's armpits even on the best of days with air conditioning.
Dirty, sweaty men.
Great man, certainly. But that's the voice of Roy Wood Jr. Well, that's
riding
the voice of Chick McGee.
Horses.
There's Josh, that's Ace. I'm Tom. That's Jessica and Christy Lee, all right here. Allie Breen is normally our guest at this time. Allie is overseas entertaining the troops, doing a great job. And we'll talk to her again in a couple days. She's got to get to a place where she's got a high-quality Wi-Fi.
So when did shaving your legs for women start? Were they doing that in the Old West?
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
In the Old West.
I would imagine Miss Kitty's troops did it. Although they always kind of fudge the fact that she was a...
Miss Kitty?
Yeah.
Oh, madam. Wait, I'm with you. When did that start? Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
God, I haven't shaved my legs in so long. Oh
boy.
Way to go, Tom.
That bad?
Good job, Tom.
How do I start this?
Way to go.
You probably have like blonde hair, you can't even see
Oh,
it.
You can barely, you can't even feel it. Yeah.
So soft when it gets long.
Yeah, I don't care.
How far up did you go?
Shin. I was just a lower shin.
You said to the kneecap?
What invitation were you given? Was it made clear? Like,
oh, I think it was when she pulled her pants leg up and set it in front of me.
And about, did she make it clear where the border was? Did she say knee or...
No, she knows I'm a gentleman. I wouldn't do anything insane.
What is he going to slide his hand all the way up my...
Right.
Well, she said, hopefully.
I mean, what I joke about
Darning
and what I do...
Like
are very,
I see, I
yeah.
see.
Ooh.
So you could have done something funny like shaking your hand and go, dusty.
No, because I know Christy.
See, now what Tom will say is...
That's me.
I could have said that.
Yes.
But I didn't.
I didn't. I was saying...
See?
Josh could have, you see. I didn't say
you see.
It's all right.
You see,
Christy can have anybody she wants.
I'm waiting for the right one.
Standards.
Exactly.
That's the key. Is there a survey of some sort?
There you go. You be the judge.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Owen has kind of a go-funny nose.
Just like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Statue of Liberty's nose is a little bit more...
The Statue of Liberty's face is based on a Roman goddess, Monus.
You know, she looks...
Are you sure it's a goddess and not a god? It's very
That's
masculine.
A very serious nose. Looks like it's been broken
very chiseled.
A couple times. Once again,
maybe it is a guy. Maybe
Christy, I liked it if I hadn't
Thank
been
you.
Mid-yawn. Yes.
What was it?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
I said, he looks very masculine, very chiseled.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sculpture, get it?
Chiseled. Oh, I see.
I'm glad we went back. I'm glad we went back for it.
Chiseling the copper.
You'd set it.
Don't you hammer copper? More
whatever.
It was a fine joke.
Very hammered.
And you know what? It was a joke any one of us would have told and expected a decent reaction.
Yeah.
From. Yes.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
I wish I was
chiseled.
Hammered.
No,
I can hammer. It's this morning. We've got whiskey in the
I'm
other
back
room.
To my starting point. I can do it again.
Yeah, Christy just got over a 3-day hangover from her high school prom.
So. Right back on the horse. Let's do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. The high school reunion. Yeah. Was there a band or a DJ?
DJ.
Did he play songs from your era?
Yeah.
Did he do this? Well, I don't know if we can do this, graduates, but I'm going to ask her. Christy, you want to come up on the mic?
I did not.
Come on, Christy.
I don't think you knew who I was.
Hmm. Well, how is that possible?
You mean he didn't see the tiara and the
Oh, shut
the
up.
Sash?
When you entered the room, the doves
did
came in.
Did you not say that you wanted
prom
king and queen to wear sashes?
I wanted
sashes.
To give them sashes and crowns again so they could relive that wonderful experience.
Really?
Because they're still married and think it's wonderful.
Was the coolest part of going to your high school reunion the fact that it was just like the prom, except it was legal to buy the booze?
I don't know. I didn't go to prom. Why do you keep pounding that in my face?
Sorry, I forgot. What? Sorry. Why do you keep pounding that in her face, Tom?
You didn't go to prom, did you? You didn't go to prom.
I thought you went to prom.
No.
Didn't you go like the year after or something?
I went to two.
No, I didn't go.
I did not attend my prom either.
Ah, nerd. See?
In a weird twist of fate, I was dating an older girl at the time.
Oh.
She graduated. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We had an interesting story about this Chinese satellite. I'm trying to find this map again.
Tom, this thing...
Okay, if this thing hits your house and takes out your chinchilla...
God, you know what?
Wow. Boy, does she need a date.
I welcome death. Okay. It's okay.
I welcome death.
No, it's not the quote. You know the quote.
I long for the relief that death will bring.
That's it.
Now...
Is it a space station?
If you're going to go out, that's a way to go.
It's the Chinese space lab.
Are there people in it?
No.
No, but it's gonna fall to Earth.
Imagine the rubble of Christie's house and then the space shuttle right beside it. Word today was that Christie Lee, formerly of the Bob and Tom Show.
There's good news and there's bad news. The good news is the chinchilla lived.
And the chinchilla hopping away.
You know, that's exactly what will happen. Here's a little advice for valets out there. I had to go to a black tie event on Saturday.
Yes.
Wow. It was a fundraiser. Don't get all excited. I gave my money away.
Wait. Did you have a date?
No.
Oh.
Of course I didn't have a date.
Did you take one of your friends?
I was a guest at someone's table. Yes. I mean, I was by myself.
Hey!
Which is my point. This is kind of my point.
Were they serving booze?
Yes, they were serving booze.
Did
but
you
I,
have some booze?
Throw back a couple.
No, because it's Lent.
Everyone who doesn't believe her,
I did.
I did have
a little bit of wine.
Dinner. Did you have a sloppy makeout sesh in the coat room?
No. Did not meet any gentlemen.
Here's how that conversation went. I did not have anything to drink. Well, I had a little wine. Are you kidding me?
Jesus turned water into wine, so it's okay.
So I'm sorry.
Well, because if you, so you check with, local listings, but
made
it was
out with a valet parker?
Saturday night, we had some serious snowfall in our area. 10 inches, okay? So I valet park my car, and I get out, and I go to the event, and I come back out. Well, at the end of the event, the weather had cleared a bit. It was quite nice, but the valet park, and there were a lot of people valet, you know, bringing the cars around, and it parks, and I have on literally a floor-length gown and evening sandals, and I say to the gentleman, did you just park the car in a big puddle of slush? And he goes, well, aren't you getting in on this side where it's dry? I said, no, I'm driving the car. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were waiting for your husband.
Ooh, ow, ow, yikes.
Huh. So, and he goes, I'm so sorry, ma'am. I can't back up and move it because there were a line of cars behind me.
So did he throw his jacket down for you to walk over?
So I say, don't look, but I'm climbing over the passenger seat. And it was not the most ladylike thing I've ever done.
And she drove off alone.
I did drive off alone.
Into the night.
But my shoes were at least dry.
And the valet guy said to himself, gee, wonder why she's
there. Yeah, I didn't understand why that would ever happen.
Well,
now, Christy, you... suggested that you had a story about the president of was it the king of Uganda or is
so
he the president or the
it's Uganda.
It's Uganda.
What's that, Uganda?
It's not Uranus, it's Uranus, and it's not Uganda.
It's definitely Uranus.
It's U-Haul and Uganda.
Uganda. Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the Uranus PR people that are trying to shove Uranus down their throats.
Either way, you've got an issue.
Uranus?
Uranus.
Uranus.
Yeah, or
urine and anus in the same word. You're in trouble.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Once again, the comedy gift that keeps on giving from the world of astronomy. Not a lot of great astronomy jokes out there, but
Uranus. Newsweek magazine reports some odd news out of Uganda. Yoweri Museveni is telling his subjects.
Museveni. Sorry.
Museveni.
Museveni, I believe is how he pronounces his last name. I don't know. I don't know the man personally. Telling his subjects that oral sex is wrong. Why? The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
I'm guessing his wife has an odor issue. And so now he's making this a countrywide law.
Yeah, I would, but I mean,
I would, honey, but the president says no.
I love you.
Oh, my God.
I want to wash it.
So wait a minute. So, but he says these oral relations are out because mouths are for eating.
Not for sex, yes.
How about hands?
Yeah.
They're for eating, too.
Right.
I can only tell you what I have. He also added, which I don't get, We know the address of sex. We know where sex is. What the hell does that mean?
The address of sex. That's a
great... The address of sex.
I like that phrase.
Chick, do you know the house number for sex?
No. Oh, wait, hang on a second.
69!
69, 69, baby! Oh,
Sixty-nine, it's the double 69.
All right,
please stop.
Oh.
So, what's this guy's name again?
Can we not have an adult discussion about sex in this room ever?
Yeah, of course we can. What do you want to know?
Can we not have an adult discussion about sex in this?
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
With your butt.
I have had it today. Could you guys just grow up
Christy, just hear us out. All we want to do is fly to Uranus and play with your butt. I don't understand. What's the problem?
I was doing a Godzilla puppet show for everyone. No one was paying attention. And
that's what I said. You were playing with yourself.
Dropped Godzilla into the pit of despair here in the middle of our...
It's hard to explain, but he can't...
And move those flowers, too. I can't see Josh.
Those are some beautiful flowers from our friends at Pro Flowers.
Christy's climbing over and getting it.
Christy's going to break her arm. She's climbed over the board.
I thought you were going to say.
Christy just mooned the camera.
If you're not a VIP member, you should be. Take your time, Christy. Take your time.
I'm going to hear from the beautiful ladies that handle the...
Now this is what I was doing.
Ooh, the HR, you mean?
Yes, HR.
Top-heavy one.
We can't talk about the HR ladies. Hey, here's what we got going here. I want to remind you of something. But no, Christy, you look very nice in the photograph. We'll get
Thank you.
In the various Bob and Tom social media platforms. So was this a contest?
Yes, I did not win.
No.
I was in the top three, I think, at one point.
Great.
How many were in the competition?
12.
Okay, good.
That's good.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I was in the top third.
Did you have to sit through all of them?
Oh, I loved it. I was there from 1:30 in the afternoon until 9:30 at night. I sat through not only one or two, but dress rehearsals, and it was awesome. If you have a Meals on Wheels charity in your area, please donate. It was a great, great thing. They do great work.
Excellent.
And what was your score?
I didn't get a score, but I did have a judge come up to me afterward and say I did a really good job and I should maybe think about continuing to dance. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Anybody else proposition you?
I got asked to get married by a man who had to be 90, I think.
No kidding.
Wore a very nice captain's hat and a great-looking jacket. Kind of, yeah.
The late Hugh Hefner.
He was a very sweet man.
And what did you say?
I said, well, thank you. I don't really want to get married, but I am single. He goes, well, let's have dinner.
Christy, you've got to do this. A captain's hat.
Yes.
That's a bold move.
What it did for Tennille.
Yes.
It was a bold statement. His jacket was... I wish I had a photograph of that.
This guy could be a billionaire.
He was a very nice...
Did you ever see
the
TV show Gilligan's Island?
It did not look like Gilligan.
Remember the Jim Backus character? He had the captain's hat thing going.
Man, Steubing was a charming man.
You could be dating him. He could pass away in 3 weeks, and he would leave everything to you.
You guys are awful.
Why?
No.
I mean, it's just the odds.
No. By the way, it's National Salami Day. I got to get that
out. Maybe you should investigate if the Admiral's salami still works.
Yeah, let Hume Cronin know and
cash in here.
He was
I know, right now, you're stretched kind of thin right now because you've bought a house and haven't sold yours yet. This might solve all those problems. It's a new dating program. It's a new app. Mortgage Be Gone.
That's an unusual name for a dating site, Mommy. Shut up.
Here is Christy Lee coming up.
Ever heard this one?
Scott Henry.
We must increase our bust.
What's happening here?
What do you do, work on pecs or something?
Yeah, that's on like a health club video,
we used to
right?
do that when we were kids.
Yeah.
We must.
What are you?
We must increase our bust.
Press your hands together in front of you?
Yeah.
Decorum forbids me.
Pectoral muscles to contract.
That's very nice. In the interest of not being sued,
well, it goes
I'll just
with
be quiet.
There's a Skeeter on my Peter, whack it off.
Yeah,
and,
all those little silly songs.
Okay.
All right, good luck, everybody.
We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Happy to be here. Thanks very much for joining us. Sorry about my voice. It's
sexy. Where'd it go?
Don't be sorry. It's sexy.
Sounds like you just rolled out of bed, big boy.
Yeah.
Tell her how it's going to be. Tell her to back something up. Tell her.
Back that ass up.
I did not say that.
I would never say that. Perhaps after a nice dinner.
One could reverse the derriere, please, as we... sorry.
So, Christy...
Well, because both of my girls have gotten taller than I am.
Mm-hmm.
As most human beings.
There was a shot. I had a shot. I will probably, I don't know what I'm going to do with
it. Isn't there, can't you donate it? Isn't there some?
Well, I think you can have it.
Maybe she wants to keep it. Why are you talking her out of it?
Did you ever get drunk and dress up in it and look in the mirror? Da, 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 da.
I will donate $1,000 to your favorite charity if you put it on and we can do a video of it.
And make a video of you're going drunkenly going,
$1,000, name the charity.
I'm in for a grand.
Okay, this would be God,
if I can still
great.
Get in it.
These olds.
Got an email, Christy.
All right.
You had the news story about the wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall the story, it was in Willowick, Ohio.
A woman was looking.
This lady was looking for a wedding dress, found someone else's dress from 37 years ago
and
that had been left at the dry cleaner. This comes to us from, let's just say E.
All right.
Been married for 17 years.
While the cleaning, king?
While cleaning this year, I threw my wife's wedding dress away.
Uh-oh.
How does that happen?
He goes, I didn't think she'd care. Apparently, I was wrong.
Ooh.
Short letter.
Whoopsie.
I'm sure Eric is back.
Don't you have it? One of those.
Did I say Eric? To me.
I'm sorry. Oops. Sorry, Eric. I meant E. Edward was his name.
Wow.
No, not Eric.
Put a fake name on anything.
You just said E. Signed Eric.
Yep.
Sorry. I really should have thought about that more.
Don't you put them in space bags and put them up in the attic? Right?
Yeah, mine was at the dry cleaner. They do some...
Oh, they store it?
Yeah, they store it for you and put it in a bag.
It's in a box? Where is it?
In a box under the bed in the guest room.
Oh, okay. And you haven't... Again, we have... Chick and I have both offered some serious cash.
Maybe on a shelf in the linen closet.
For you to put it on and dance. And what does she have to do?
You get drunk and then look in the mirror and just...
you happily married people can kiss my ass!
I object. I should have objected.
And you have to wear it to dinner at a fast food place.
Yeah.
But the Shape of Water one is super creepy looking. It looks kind of like, what are those things called? Like a totem pole, kind of?
Yeah.
Like a face on it. And
yeah. You know, this fits.
I'll have Bob and Tom retweet that. I'm not putting
it. No, I don't.
Because this is this sort of idea is just as romantic as the movie was.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold you.
Yeah, I wonder if it's much like the movie where it looks interesting, but you feel nothing.
Right.
Oh, my God. Zero.
When you're inside me, I feel nothing.
Hey, thank you so much for watching this year in review. Be sure to check out our full playlist on YouTube. We have 7 other videos for you to check out.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch all 8 year in reviews to feel like, you knew what happened in 2018.
That's right.
As we welcome in a very funny 2019, looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And be sure to go to bobandtom.com for more goodies, and as well as bobandtomstore.com if you didn't score some of those Christmas deals.
Great shirts like this
mm-hmm.
at bobandtomstore.com.
That's
very
right.
Very exciting.
Have a good year, everybody.
We'll miss you.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years.
Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.